Did you look into it?
He's a shtickle tamil chacham. What?
Did you look into it?
I mean, I looked at the basic, I think I looked at Masivta, I think I looked at the art school. They have a lot. They don't have enough. Bayom Hashvi'i Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. We have a nice chunk to do here. This is going to be a fun Gemara because we get into the actual, not that we haven't already, but we get further into the Megillah and some really interesting drushos, many of which I don't understand, but I can translate. And then what I can elucidate, I will do. What I can present as questions, I will do, and I'm willing to hear what you have to say as long as what you have to say is 10 seconds or less. On the seventh day, when the king Ahasuerus was Tov Lev, he was happy. He was his lev was complete with wine. That was the seventh day, says the Gemara. Atu ad hashta lo tev libe b'chamre. It took 7 days for him to get to a lev tov with wine. That's a long time.
He must have had a very high tolerance.
High tolerance, as we'll see. However, as we'll see in the Gemara later, not so much, because his wife is going to make fun of the fact that he has very low tolerance, which is fascinating. Anyway, Atu ad hashlo tabli be bechamra, says Gemara, Amarava Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos Haya. What does it mean, Yom HaShvi'i? It's not a reference to that many days the party went on. It probably was, but more importantly, it was Shabbos. She Yisrael Ochle Mishos and Maschilim B'divei Torah B'divei Shbachos. We're Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. They're saying Divrei Torah. They're singing Shabbos Nigunim. And what are they doing? Aval Ovdei Kachavim, what do the non-Jews do? Ochlim V'shosin. They're eating, they're drinking. Ein Maschilin Ela B'divei Tiflus. And they're only Osek in Divrei Tiflus, in stupidity, in nothingness. V'chein B'seudosa Shalosa Rasha. And this Seuda was no different. Halalu Omrim Madayos Naos. Some of them were saying that the mead women are beautiful. V'halalu Omrim Parsios Naos. And this is what they were discussing. They were discussing women.
So this means the Yidden who were at the Seuda?
No, the Goyim, of the Kochavim.
The Yidden who were at home.
What? Oh yeah, the Yidden at home who are learning Torah. Yeah, they're saying Divrei Torah, but the commoners of Shushan and abroad in this Seuda, they were Osek in Divrei Tiflos. They were talking about women. Halalo Omer and Parsios. No, some people were saying Persian women are the most beautiful.
I thought that also the Jews in the party were bad.
There were Jews in the party, but I think they were a minority relative to the rest of the bunch. So I don't think when the Gemara here is talking about the people discussing Divrei Tiflus, I don't think it's referring to
They're irrelevant, like, they're not in the same place.
Who isn't?
Like, the thing, like, at the same time as the Jews.
No, the point is that Shabbos is a time for us, as opposed to for us, Shabbos is a time of getting closer to Hashem with Nigunim, with Divrei Torah. The Ovdei Kochavim use it for a time to get drunk and discuss stupidities. And so they were discussing how beautiful.
I've gone to a real college and I've seen this.
Yes.
I have really seen it.
You've really seen this, right?
Yeah.
And it's worst, right? At its worst.
And unfortunately, it includes a lot of Jews who are not close to Torah.
Yeah. Okay. We now get back to our regularly scheduled program. That was good,
I thought that was part of the
program. That's relevant, absolutely relevant. I appreciate it. Some people were saying the Mede women are more beautiful, and some were saying the Persian women were more beautiful. So Ahasuerus says to them, "Kli shani mishtamish bo, the vessel that I use," referencing his wife. Right, it's a beautiful way of referencing your wife. The vessel that I use. Eino lo medaya v'lom persai. She's not a Mede and she's not a Persian. Ela kasdai. She was a Kasdinian. Okay, who are the Kasdinians? I don't know. Ritzon chem lerosa. Do you want to see her? What?
Kasdinian from where?
From where?
Kasdia. Exactly like or Kasdi or something. What's a Kasdi?
No, it's not the same place. I don't know where the
Kasdi. She's from Bubba, right?
What?
She's from Bubba.
From where?
No, what's a Kasdi?
She's not Bavel. She was the daughter of Valshatzar, no?
Daughter of Valshatzar,
granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Or Nebuchadnezzar, not of Bavel. Correct. Right, she's Kasdian, so I guess she's Babylonian. Ritzon Chanarosa, do you want to see her? Amru lo, they said to him, and that we will conclude Daf Yud Beis. All right, and they say, yeah, we want to see her as long as she's unclothed. What does it mean that she's unclothed? We will give two pshatim in a second.
Doesn't literally mean?
Oh, so one pshat is that it means literally, we want to see her unclothed, meaning they were so low, they were so base. These people were so base that they're telling the king, we want to see your wife unclothed. How you talking? That's one pshat. Another pshat is, I'll say it now, another pshat is, that they just saying we want to see her unclothed from Big Day Malchus. In other words, we're going to degrade her a little bit, and we're going to strip her of her Big Day Malchus and have her come in regular clothing. It's a way of stripping her of any dignity. Anyway, at any rate, shabamida sha'adim moldin ba moldin lo. The measure with which a person measures, we measure him. In other words, everything in this world happens mida keneged mida. Melamed, which teaches us, shahai savashti harashad, famous Gemara. Vashti, the wicked woman, mevia benos yisrael mafshit in arumos. They would Vashti would call out benos yisrael. It's about 14 lines down. Vashti would call out the benos yisrael on Shabbos, so mafshit in arumos for osam hamelacha b'Shabbos. She would strip them of their clothing. Either that means that she would strip them of their clothing entirely and make them do work on Shabbos without any clothing, which is really base, or it means that she would strip them of their Big Day Shabbos and make them wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos. Okay, at any rate. What?
It says Mafitam Arumos. Like,
yeah.
Why would you think that it means something else?
Yeah, it's just a little bit strange that she would have them do work unclothed entirely. Like, that's just...
She was a wicked person.
Yeah, she was a wicked person, which is kind of insane.
That's like wicked.
Even the Nazis didn't make you go didn't make Klal Yisrael work in no clothing. They made the way you put on a shabby nothing, but you put on something for the most part. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, those are the two pshatim. Haynu dechsev. This is what it means when the pasuk says Achar hadvarim ha'ela, after these matters, Kishoch chamas hamelach Achashverosh, when the anger, the wrath of Achashverosh had subsided, Zachar as Vashti ve'es asher asasa, he remembered Vashti and that which she did, ve'es asher nigzar aleha, and that which was decreed upon her, Kishem she'asasa kach nigzar aleha, just like she did, so too was nigzar on her. Now, the Gemara here makes the drasha that which she did was nigzer on her.
What was
referring
her?
To that she would have to come out without any clothes. Okay. Just like she made.
It was like the crown. She came with a crown or something. Or no?
She didn't come at all.
I mean, she didn't come. But I meant the request.
The request was that she come unclothed, or that she come, however you understand.
So it was like wearing the crown or something, but only the crown.
I've heard such a thing, but it's not in this Gemara.
The pasuk doesn't say
no,
that.
No, there is no. I remember hearing such a thing also. I don't know why people say that. Uh-huh. I think it's because we're like. We're clouded by all these stupid pictures that we get when we're kids, and it has like Vashti with a crown. I don't get it. It's not in this Gemara, not that I've seen. Anyway, I've heard the same thing.
I have a question.
But maybe that's something that you heard in your fraternities. You're starting fraternities.
It's in the pasuk.
What?
Bekeser Malchus.
It says that Bekeser Malchus?
In the pasuk.
Stand corrected.
What?
What's the pasuk exactly? 1 second.
Is it the pasuk that gets skipped? Because it seems to go for the pasuk.
Okay. I don't have the pasuk on me. But yes, the Kesser Malchus. Baharosa is Osher Kvod Malchus. No. No. Omar Limhuman. That's after she's already been.
You're right.
That's afterwards.
Mr. Posseg.
Yes.
Mr. Posseg. Vashti Hamalka. Bechesser Malchus.
Lefanav. Bechesser Malchus. Okay, very good. You got it. I'm wrong. You're right. You're right. It's with the Kesser Malchus. It's with the crown.
It's right.
Yes.
Which Posseg is it?
The pasuk itself doesn't say that they wanted her arum.
That's
the Gemara. But if you take the Gemara and the pasuk, it means come unclothed with the Kesser Malchus. Okay. Very good. Excellent.
I had a question. If you say that when Vashti made the Jewish women be unclothed and work at Shabbos because she, like, she's very wicked.
Yes.
And they're saying that they're like, there was like a midah keneged midah over here. Like, did all the people who said that only if she's naked, would that, did they get like in big trouble? Were they like killed?
No.
Like, we see that's like.
They weren't killed.
It's a wicked thing to do that.
Right. Right.
You'd be.
For some reason, Achashverosh doesn't find any of this to be wicked. He's so corrupt himself. He thinks this is like standard practice. Standard practice. He's a tippish. The tippish. Anyway. Anyway, yes.
What do you mean? Zachor as Vashti, when he remembered Vashti.
He remembered Vashti after he killed her. Zachor as Vashti, he remembered Vashti, Vesasher Asasa, and what she did, Vesasher Nixarla, and what was decreed upon her. So the Gemara says, what did she do? What she did was, she made the Jewish women come out unclothed, work unclothed. Therefore, nigzar aleha that she should come out unclothed. The Gemara wants to say that instead of the pashup shot, which is, what did she do? She didn't come out to Achashverosh. Based on nigzar aleha that she was chayv misa. So the Gemara doesn't want to go there because why? Because it shouldn't say es asher asasa. It should be es asher lo asasa. She didn't come out. She didn't come out. The fact that the Megillah says instead. Esa Shera Sasa, what she did something actively. What did she actively do? What she actively did was she made the women work on clothes. All right, that's a potential shot. Anyway, Vatma'ein Hamalka Vashti. I see you're very bothered by this gazelle.
Because I thought we learned that. Like she liked doing all this Arayos and
she loved it. Yeah, yeah, it was great. Yeah, she
playing
she
bad girl and
bad
whatever.
Girl. Yeah.
So why is it Vashti such, gone wild, why is it such a bad right? Why is it such a bad?
If you wait a minute, you'll understand why. Holding. David, just hold on. You're gonna see why.
He's giving it away. He's giving away the whole
thing. Gemara's gonna explain.
Gemara's gonna explain what the problem is. She did more than just not come out. Let's just say. Okay, I'm not going to give it away.
She didn't come because of the moon.
That's not it. That's not it.
But I'm saying,
I know what you're saying.
Had she come, what would have been such the bad gezeirah? Okay.
Let's see what the Gemara has to say. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to make it tonight? You going to be all right? I'm getting very worked up about this. Something about your late night accounting sessions or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to be okay.
It's good to be here.
But. Vatma'in Hamalka Vashti, the Malka Vashti, she refused to come out. Michti, says the Gemara, Pritzas Lahavi. She was a Pritzastika woman. So the Amar Mar Shein Ledvar Avera Niskavnu. Just like you said, they were both Niskavin Ledvar Avera. She was a Pritzastik. My time Elawasi. Why didn't she come, Taka? She should have come out. This is her thing. This is her moment. Yeah? I'm Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. Yeah, okay. All right, that's a little X-rated for this thing, but we won't record this. I'm Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Malamit Shaparcha Batzaras. This teaches us that was Parcha Batzaras. She got Saras from this, right? She got Saras, and therefore she refused to come out. What? Nigzar Aleha. Maybe that's Nigzar. What?
I thought it was a tail, a Zanav or something.
Bemasli Satana, Bogavriya Vasala Zanav. Another Bryce says that Gabriel came and made a kale for her.
I thought it was Nigzar.
You want to teach this? You want to teach tonight? What?
No, it's just.
I thought it was Nigzar on her to go out.
I didn't hear about
it. It was Nigzar on her, what? To get killed. The Nigzar was to get killed. You say Nigzar.
It was
Nigzar
on her.
Yeah, it was Nigzar,
right.
So
it was Gozer and then the Malach came and was like.
No, Achashverosh was Gozer, she had to come out. Achashverosh was Gozer, she had to come out. And then the Malach came and said, not so fast, I'm putting a little appendage on you. A Zanav is not necessarily a tail, it's an appendage. Doesn't really matter. At any rate, she either got Saras or she got a Zanav. But it's a little bit interesting. The Gemara says, Melameh, this teaches us that she got Saras. What teaches us that she got Saras? There's no teaching that she got Saras. If you're going to give a drasha, you want to give me a drasha, like, B'mathli Satana, that she got a tail, I understand. But what's the limud? Limud, Melameh, that she got a Zanav? How was that? Tosas answers this, says that he learns it out from Gzeir Shava. But at any rate, our Gemara is a little bit schwer. How there's a limud. That she got Saras. There's no limud over here. Anyway, Vayiktzof HaMelech Ma'od. The king got very angry. Amai Dolka Beikuli Hai, says the Gemara, why did he get so angry? Well, that's a pretty strange question. He got really angry because he told her to come, and he said that in front of everybody, and she refused to come, and he looks really bad. I would be angry too if I were the king. She refuses to come. Why is the Gemara so perplexed by this? I don't know. But it could be that Vayiktsof is a lashon of extreme anger, right? It's not simple kas. Vayiktsof is ketzef is an extreme form of anger, and Vayiktsof, livid, if you will, Vayiktsof me'od. So it's a very livid. So this guy's like, he's bursting, okay? So maybe the Gemara is bothered. I understand why he would be angry, why he'd be embarrassed, why he would be upset, but to be fuming like this, it's a little bit irrational. So says the Gemara, I'm a rabbi, what did she do?
Did she tell him why?
Are you literally gonna say the Gemara as it comes?
I don't know.
Abba Rava said, Shol Chalei, she sent to him the following note. Bar Aharaya, the Abba, you are the son of the horse watcher of my father. Okay? That's like the biggest insult you can give to somebody of that time. I don't know what the biggest insult is nowadays.
Horse watcher?
Horse watcher, and you're the son of the horse watcher. I don't know, is there like an English word for a horse watcher? Stableman? Is that a stableman? Is that like a... What? Horse watcher. You're the son of the horse watcher. Now, I can think of some worse things to say, but apparently that was pretty bad. But she called him the son of a horse watcher.
Horse shepherd?
Of my father. What? Horse shepherd. Yeah, what?
No yichus.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you so bad? Because Abba, my father, lekabel alfa chamra shasi vila revoy. When it comes to 1,000 cups of wine, he can drink them, and he wouldn't get tipsy. Ve'ahu gavra, but you, ishtati b'chamre. You get all shoyte, you become a fool with your wine. So you can't handle your wine. This is like the ultimate degree of...
Why did she say that?
Like, you know, it's like, this is like the ultimate covet for them. The ultimate covet for them is being able to handle your wine. It's like nowadays, like, you know, very person's very coveted if he makes a lot of money. You know? Back then, how well do you handle your wine? If you can't handle your wine, you are the son of a horse stableman.
They do that in college, too.
Okay, very good. This is all going back to college. Okay, very good. So, anyway, that's what her insult was. So not only did she not come out, but she decided that she was going to insult him further by sending him a note saying that you can't even handle your wine. You're a shaita. Okay? And this is being read to the Ahasuerus in front of all of his people.
If I was a king's language, we see that he was sorry, right?
What do you mean? After he killed her?
Because we see that he killed him because he was drunk.
Yeah.
And after he got out of his drunkenness.
Yeah.
He was like, "Well, where is she? Whatever." But if I was a king, I would kill him. No?
Yeah. Why not kill her? Miyad, right away the chanoso baravo. Right away he got incensed. He got really, really angry. Vayomer hamelech lachachamim, and he said to the wise people, "Now, who are these chachamim? Man chachamim, rabbanon." They were the Jewish rabbis. Yodei ha'itim. They knew the times. Yodim la'aber shanim lekvor chadashim. They were able to be ma'aber the shanim. They were able to be koveya the chadashim, the months and the years. These were the ultimate chachamim. Amar lehu, so he said to them,
He went to a rav.
He went to the wise people. Because the Jewish rabbanim were the wisest of wise. Right? Ein navon v'chacham kamocha.
But he recognized that.
And he recognized that, exactly.
That's incredible.
Yes, well, I mean, Daniel was a genius, and he was working under Belshazzar, because Belshazzar recognized that the Jewish people were something special. Amar lehu, he said to them, yes, indeed. Amar lehu, dainu halid. So he said to them, "No, I want you to be done her. What do I do with this woman? She has disrespected me." Amru, they said to themselves, "Now we're stuck. Hechi navid, what are we possibly going to do? Nemele katla, if we say to him, kill her. She's chayv misa. What's going to happen? Lamacher pasuk lechamre. Tomorrow he's going to be sobered up. Ubay le minan, and then he's going to request her of us. Meaning, he's going to blame us for saying kill her. Nemele shavka, and if we tell him, leave her alone, kamazalzal b'malchusa, but she's being mazalzal in the malchus, and that'll never go over. So what do we do? So Amru, they said, we're going to punt, put it on somebody else's table.
Me, Amen?
What? Amru lo. So they said to him, Miyom shachar of Beis HaMikdash, from the times of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Galinu Meretzenu, and we were kicked out of our land, Nitla Eitza Mimenu. We had no more Eitza anymore. Ve'ein anu yoldim ladun din nefashos. And we can no longer be dan din nefashos anymore. We cannot be done whether this woman's chayv misa or not. Zil lagabe amonu Moav. I want you to go to Moav. The Yasvi beduchtayhu. They sit in their place, kechamra the Yasv al Dordaya. Like wine that sits on sediment. In other words, they have never been tossed here, hither and thither. They have never been put into galus, and therefore they're very comfortable, and they have a lot of yishuv adas. And because they have yishuv adas, they'll be able to don this for you very wisely. The Taimu Amrulay, and they actually said a very good thing. In other words, they were smart by saying this, and they were correct for saying this. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says point blank, Shanan Moav mina urav. Moav has been quiet from its early stages. Vishoke to al shmarav, and it's quiet on its watch. Lo horak mikli al kli. It has never been poured from one vessel to another vessel. In other words, they were never put into galus. So begola lo halach. And they were never put into galus. Al kain amad taimobo. Therefore, their logic is with them. They have all the svara in the world, meaning they have time to. They have yishuv adas, in other words, v'reichel onamar. And they have, and their smell has not been downgraded, I guess. Very good. So, very good, excellent. The pasuk is only referencing Moav, which is why Tosis over here points out, excellent, that the girsa should not be Amonu Moav, it should only be Moav. Excellent. Yashikoyach. I wasn't going to bring that up, but if you did, very good. Yashikoyach. Mechavim to Tosis, tell your wife. Tell your wife that it pays for her to send you out at night. Mechavim to Tosis.
It's fine.
Okay. Don't try, do it. Okay. Next. Yes.
How many days was this Masiba?
The Masiba was 180 days, plus 7 days for Shushan, plus I think it was 5 days because
it was
180 days plus, I want to say it was plus 5, I don't remember exactly how the cheshbon works out, but it's 180 plus 7 because there was 7 for Shushan as well. So 180 days, it was a half a year.
So it says it took 7 days for him to get drunk enough that this whole maisa happened, right? Yeah. Was that the beginning 7 days, the end 7 days? Like, were the 7 days?
Well, no, because we said it was Shabbos, so it might not. It might have been the first day.
Because they're saying he will, like the Rabbanim, right, saying he's going to sober up tomorrow. Does that mean it was at the end of the 187 days in Shushan?
Did you hear what he just said? He just said a very good thing.
No, because I was trying to clarify my question.
But he clarified the answer before your question was even clarified.
Go for it.
His answer was that it says Bayom HaShvi'i is not a reference to the seventh day of the party, but a seventh day of the week. That is to say, that it could be that it was the 180th day. It doesn't really matter, because Bayom HaShvi'i is referencing Shabbos. It was Shabbos that this happened. So it wasn't necessarily the seventh
but
day.
But if
even
the party wasn't over, how is it he's going to sober up the next day?
Right, it could be that the party was over. It could be that it was the 180th day.
Could be when he says Lemacha, it doesn't mean Davka the next day. It could mean like when the party ends.
Yeah.
Lemacha doesn't always mean like.
What do you mean Lemacha? Where does it say Lemacha?
I thought he said Lemacha.
Achar Zvim Weyle? Where are you?
I might have made you that up. Wait a minute.
1 second. Where does it say that? It says.
When the Chachamim said.
Oh, 1 second. Vayomer Melech HaChachamim. Try to find it. I don't think it says that. Does it say it?
What is it?
I will stand corrected if it does. I don't remember it saying that.
Find it.
It does say Achar Dvar Mo'ele Kishol Chamas Melech HaChashverosh.
No, I'm talking about in the Gemara. I'm talking about in the Gemara.
Yeah. Yeah. The Gemara says Lamacher, tomorrow he's gonna say, yeah, what did you do? Yeah. But he doesn't mean tomorrow, it means what he, yeah, later on in a Hanami. It's Lav Dafka there. Okay. Don't worry about that. But yeah, his answer is still right. His answer is correct. Okay? You understand what he said? Okay. Here we go. Here we go. You ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Here we go. Miyad, right away. So now the Chacham have punted. They have punted on their 20-yard line. And they are giving it over to the other wise men close to Achashverosh. Vahakarov love those who are close to him. And now the Megillah inexplicably mentions the names of the seven non-Jewish wise men. The Gemara evidently is going to be a little troubled why we care about the names. And the Gemara is going to say the names are really Lavdafka. These are not their actual names, but actually these are names of referencing Karbanos. As the Gemara will say, Vahakarov Elov, because it says those who were close to him, Karov Elov, Karov is a Lashon of Karbanos. Karshino Shesar and Masa Sarshish. Four of the names were Karshino Shesar and Masa Sarshish. I'm Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, Kol Pasuk Zeh
Al... There were seven people, that's four.
All right. Just give me 1 minute.
Too soon?
Yeah, I'm Rabbi Levi. Kol Pasuk Zeh Al Shum Karbanos Neamar. This whole Pasuk is Al Shum Karbanos. It's talking about Karbanos. Karshina, when they mentioned the name Karshina, that's Amr Malachi Asharis of Ne'akarish Baruch Hu. The Malachim said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Klum Hekrivu Lefanecha Karim B'nei Shana, Karim Shana, Karshana, Karshana. Have these people brought in front of you, Karim, which are sheep that are 1 year old, which is the Karban Tamid, right? Kvasim B'nei Shana Tamimim, right? Kederach Shekrivu Yisrael, like Yisrael did. These non-Jews haven't done that. Shesar. And what about the name Shesar? Klum hekrivu lufanecha shtei turin, Shesar. Got it? Shesar, shtei turin is a korban nedava. Admasa. What does it mean, admasa? What's the name admasa? Klum banu lufanecha mizbeach adama. Have they built in front of you a mizbeach adama made of ground? Tarshish, the fourth name. Klum shimshu lifanecha bebig day kahuna. Have they been meshamish in front of you in the big day kahuna? Dichsiv behu, where it says by big day kahuna, Tarshish v'shoam v'yashvei. The names of the stones were Tarshish, Shoam, and Yashvei. So Tarshish is a reference to the avoda. Meres is the name of the fifth one. You were mentioning there's only four. Here's the fifth. Meres is klum mirsu bedam lifanecha. Have they stirred the blood after receiving it in the kettle? Did they stir the blood like Klal Yisrael has been stirring the blood to make sure that it doesn't congeal? Marsana, klum mirsu b'manachos lefanecha. Did they stir the manachos in front of you? Memuchan, what is Memuchan, the last name? Klum hechinu. Memuchan comes from the Lashon of Hachana. Klum hechinu shulchan lefanecha. Did they prepare a shulchan in front of you? So the malachim are referencing to Hashem the karbanos. Now, interestingly, when what was it? Who was the king that originally allowed Klal Yisrael? It was Koresh, wasn't it? It was Koresh. When Koresh originally allowed the Klal Yisrael to build a mikdash, they actually started bringing karbanos. They started bringing karbanos, even though they didn't really have the mikdash. They were able to bring karbanos at Oso Makom, at the place where the mikdash was going to be rebuilt, and that was shot down, as it says in Ezra, that there was a whole letter sent out, and there was a whole tumult made about the Jews building the mikdash, and so it was shut down. And part of the people that shut...
It was Sitna, right? They call it
Sitna. Sitna, very good. It was a Sitna. I forgot what the name was. It was a Sitna. And there was a whole tumult. And who was in charge of that tumult? Haman. And Vashti gone wild. Vashti was also involved. And so the irony here is that he is seeking counsel from these seven people about Vashti. And now the Malachim bring up to Hashem all the karbanos that were brought and that were dissolved because of Vashti. So it's all coming to a fore. It's all coming back. You can't do anything in life without everything coming back. And now it's coming back to Vashti, slap Vashti in the face.
They started building the second temple,
but before they started, they actually built, they were able to bring korbanos, but also makom, even before they had the walls built. They had designated certain areas that were going to be Kodesh Kadashim, certain areas, that, and they started bringing korbanos.
Who was king at the time? Persia.
It was Koresh.
He came after Achashverosh.
No, before.
Before
Achashverosh? Before Achashverosh. Zalat. Yeah, I never got to Malachim. I don't know how many more people are going to need, but I'll ask. What? Shgayach. You have more. Okay, Shgayach.
Wow.
Very good.
Free? Or something free?
Free! Free!
Wow.
What? Take it. Take two. At some point, somebody's going to ask the Rav for a copy. So there it is. It's pretty good. It's very good. Anyway. What? Anyway,
it's two different things.
The Gemara goes on. What? Yes, it's two different things. The Nevi'im and the Malachim. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So we finish off. That was that's what the Malachim said. Vayomer Mamuchan, and now Mamuchan, who is the last one mentioned, and usually last is the worst, right? It's like first is the best, last is the worst, middle is the rotten eggs, and like that. So the last is the worst. Whenever you mention last, it means you're the Pachol Shebahem.
Mamuchan is learned a long time ago.
I'm telling you, I'm going to slap this guy in the face. Tana Mamuchan Zehaman. Mamuchan is a reference to Haman. V'lama nikra shmo Mamuchan. Why was it called Mamuchan? Shemuchan leparanus. Because he was already pre-prepared for Paranus. And this, by the way,
to
receive punishment. And this, by the way,
he was from Moab.
No, it's Amalek.
Yeah, where are you, Moab? Where's Moab?
We knew.
Where did you get Moab?
Because I thought Achashverosh went when they punted that he went to Moab, and possibly Ammon for this.
They were saying go to Moab. I don't know that all of his officers were Moabites. They weren't, but maybe some of them were. But at any rate, you're right, Taka. This Mamuchan, if you're going to say Mamuchan was Haman, as the Gemara wants to say, then no, it could not have been that they were all Moabites. Maybe some of them were, most of them were, something like that. It's a good point.
And he's not from Ammon either.
No.
Because he's from Esav. Both.
What?
He's from Esav.
It's Amalek. Amalek is Esav. It's not Moab or Ammon. Neither.
Oh, I see.
Seir, yeah.
If we know that Mamuchan is Haman, why don't we clap when we hear Mamuchan?
You can. You can. Just like.
I think everybody's going to slap you if you do that. But why don't
they're going to clap. Me.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not a talker. I don't know. Maybe because most people don't know the Gemara. It's a good point. But at any rate, what we had brought down on Monday was there was a Gemara that said that really the Ribbono Shel Olam only did this whole gzeira of Lahashmin Laharug LaAbed was only lefanim. It was only superficial. But Hashem never really intended for the Jews to ever be destroyed. Right? Everything was lefanim. Just like Klal Yisrael bowed down to the Muchanetzar's idol, lefanim, it was only superficial, they didn't really mean it. So too, Hashem's gzeirah against Klal Yisrael, Lahashmin Lagul Abed, was only superficial. Makes sense. Haman was pre-designed to get the punishment. He was pre-designed for Puranus. It makes sense, because none of the gzeirah was ever supposed to happen, and Haman was never actually supposed to be destroyed, but was supposed to destroy Klal Yisrael. He was actually supposed to be destroyed himself.
So which was his real name, Mamuchan or Haman?
His name is Haman. The reason why he was called Mamuchan is because he was Muchan LePuranus, but it's a vague reference. Anyway, the Gemara goes on, and it says, Lamanik Rishmo Mamuchan Shmuchan LePuranus Amrav Kahana Mikan Shahed Yod Kofetz Barosh. You see from here that the Hedyo, the boar, he's Kofetz Barosh. He jumps ahead of everybody else. Well, how do we know that? because Mamuchan was the last of the officers, of the seven officers that was mentioned in the Pasuk, right? Kashan, Oshesar, and Moses Sarshish, Meres Marsana, Mamuchan. He's the last one, he's the Pachos Shebehen. He's the nothing, he's the boor. And what does he do? He jumps up and he says, I have an Eitzah. That's what it takes. The Hedyot is always Kovitz Barosh. Okay. Liyos Kolish Sura Beveso. By the way, there's a Tosis over here. Mamuchan Yesh Ben Rishaya Daniel. Right? There's a Medrash that says Mamuchan was actually Daniel. So it's not so Pashut that there was Haman. Maybe that's why we don't clap at Mamuchan, because it's not so Pashut that it was Haman. And there's a Midrashim Chalukim on it. But Tosis says that it was actually Daniel. And Daniel had this whole...
Mamuchan was Daniel?
Yeah, Mamuchan was Daniel, and Daniel had this whole plan to make Achashverosh's decree come that Lihios Kol Ish Sura Beveso, that a man should be the head of his household, because Daniel was married to a woman who was actually ahead of him. She came from Malchus, and therefore he was not able to control her. He was not able to do anything. He couldn't make her speak his language, v'chule v'chule. So he made Achashverosh make this decree that Lihios Kol Ish Sura Beveso Umadaber Kilshon Amo, so that him, Daniel, would be able to... That's the Medrash. So he'll be able to take over his household. Interesting. An interesting Medrash. Take a look at those. What?
He's tired of being impact.
Yeah! I'd be tired of it too. Anyway, says Gemara, Leos Kalish Sura Beveso, the decree came out that a man should be the head of his household. Rava said, this decree was extremely important. Right? This is the first letter that Achashverosh sent out to his people, and it was incredibly important. Why? Because Ilmale Igros Harishonos, if not for these first letters that came out by Achashverosh, Lo Nishtar Mislanem Shol Yisrael Sarita Palit, there wouldn't have been a remnant, anything left of the Jewish people. In other words, when Shushan found out from the second letter that we need to destroy the Jewish people on Yom Gimel Adar, people would not have waited. People would have just done it right away. But because of the first letters that came out, and people saw this first letter makes no sense, as the Gemara will soon show, that the letter doesn't really make any sense. So because people saw that the first letter doesn't make any sense, they started to think, Achashverosh is a shoyta. So therefore, when the second letter came out, that we have to destroy the Jews, everybody was like, hold up, this guy's nuts. So anyway, what does the Gemara say? Amri, people started saying when they heard this, Lihios Kolish Sura Beveso, people would say, my high the Shadrlan Lihios Kolish Sura Beveso. Why is he sending us a letter saying that every man has to be the head of his household? Pshita, it's obvious. Afilu Karcha Beveso Parshtacha Lihave. Even a Karcha Beveso, even a guy who's a total lowlife in his household, is still going to be the head of his household. So why is he telling us, why is he sending us an Igeres, some kind of Chiddish, that Lihios Kol Ish Sura Beveso, I already know it. This guy's nuts. He's out of his rocker. So because they saw that he was out of his rocker, when the second letter came out as to say the Jewish people are going to be destroyed in Gimel Adar, nobody took him seriously. Okay. So what happened after he got over Vashti? Vayafkeid Hamelech Pekidim. So he exercised a draft. He was going to now draft a new queen. Rabbi says, "My dichsev kol arum yas bedas uchsil yifros iveles." Every wise person acts with das, with wisdom. Iveles. Every smart person acts with wisdom, and a fool acts with folly. What does that mean? Kol arum yas bedas. Every wise person acts with wisdom. Zed David. This is a reference to David HaMelech, because when David HaMelech was looking for a new queen, for a new wife, what does it say? Dichsev vayomru lo avadav. His servant said to David, Yivakshu ladoni HaMelech na'ara besula. The Melech should seek a na'ara besula. One wife, one woman. So kuman dahavale brasa, any man who had a daughter, Aisa Niale would bring that daughter to him. Why? Because they figure, look, the king is not, he's not crazy. He's just looking for one woman. Maybe my daughter will be the right woman. But, in other words, he's not seeking any, any arias or anything. He doesn't simply want to use these women. He simply just wants a wife. So maybe my daughter will be the right woman. Uxil yifrosi veles, but a fool acts with folly. Who is that? Ze Achashverosh. That was Achashverosh. Why? Because he was not wise with the way he went about his draft. He made these big drafts, meaning he had all these women come in. Why? Because he was going to violate these women. He was going to use these women for one night and then toss them. So, anybody who had a daughter would hide her from him. Because it's like, forget it. This guy's nuts. He's going to use my daughter and throw her away. So I'm not going to give her away. So that's why he's a fool. Okay. The Gemara goes on and says, Ish Yehudi Ayah B'Shushan Abira. There was a Yehudi man in Shushan Abira. Ish Yemini. And he was an Ish Yehudi. And he was Ish Yemini. He was a Binyaminite. Well, which one was he? Micah Amar. Says the Gemara, first of all, what is this pasuk saying? Eli Yehusa Ka'asi. If the pasuk is trying to give him Yichus to go all the way back to Binyamin, Liyichse Ve'azala Binyamin. So then trace him all the way back. Say, Ish Yehudi Ayam Shushan Be'Shom Mordechai, Ben Yar, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ben this, Ben this, Ben this, Ben this, Ben Binyamin. But it doesn't, it skips around. It skips generations. So for us, why doesn't it do that? Why doesn't it
skip generations? I don't understand.
Because it's saying Ben Yar, Ben Shibi, Ben Kish, but it doesn't. And then it skips to Binyamin. But there are generations in between, so it's not listing the entire lineage. It's skipping.
What's the big deal?
Because why would you go down Ben Yar, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish? You're going to go three generations, and then all of a sudden skip them. Which is weird. Like, if you're just going
to
say, if you want
to be back to Binyamin at this point.
More. But if you
no,
want.
No, but like, are we talking like 40 more or 10 more or what?
27.5. No. I don't know. I have no idea. Three, four more? I have no idea. Three or four more? I don't know. A couple more. But give me the. If you're going to give me already three generations back, then go the whole way. Go another three or four. I mean, it wasn't 10. You know, I mean, they weren't that far apart. It was probably several generations. I don't know.
Gemara's going to answer the question.
Okay. I didn't know that, but okay. So, at any rate, the Gemara wants to know, look, if you're going to go back generations, then tell me the whole lineage, you know? If you're not, then don't go to Ben Yari, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. What are all these people for? Ella Maishna Hani. Why are you telling me Ben Yari, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish? So Tana, Kulan al Shmo Nikru. They were all really, these names were Lav Dafka, his lineage, but rather it's telling us something about Mordechai himself. Ben Ya'ir, he was Ben Sheheir and Am Shal Yisrael. He enlightened the eyes of Klal Yisrael, Betfilasa, with his tefillah. Ben Shimi, he was a son of Shimi. Ben Sheshama el Tfilaso. He was the son who Hashem listened to his tefillos for. Ben Kish, Shehikish al Shari Rachmim. He would knock on the Shari Rachmim, Beniftuchulo, and those Shari Rachmim were open for him. So even though these people obviously were his lineage, but these are also very telling characteristics of Mordechai himself, that he was a big Baal Tefillah. And that's why the Megillah mentions specifically these people in his lineage and not others, because these people in his lineage were very telling about Mordechai himself. Anyway, the Gemara goes on and says, Kori la Yehuda, Yehudi, Alma Yehuda Ka'asi. The Pasuk first says that he is Ish Yehudi, which means he's a Ben Yehuda, he's from the tribe of Yehuda. The Kori la Yemini, and yet the other pasuk says that he is a Yemini, meaning he is Alma Mibinyamin Kas. He comes from Binyamin.
First person, first time in Tanakh where the word Yehudi is used here.
Really?
Up until now, the word Yehudi does not appear in Tanakh.
Well, the Yehudis.
Describing that a person as being Jewish. Okay. The first place.
Very good. Okay, there you have it. Anyway, the pasuk says he's Ish Yehudi and he's Ish Yemini. So which one is he? Is he from the tribe of Yehuda or is he from the tribe of Binyamin? Get your story straight. So says the Gemara, Amr of Nachman, Mordechai Muchter Benimuso Haya. Mordechai was crowned with names. What does that mean, he was crowned with names? Amr Rabba Bar Barchana, Amr Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Aviv mi Binyamin v'imo mi Yehuda. His father was from Binyamin and his mother was from Yehuda, so he had great lineage. His father was from Binyamin and his mother was from Yehuda. So he had fantastic lineage. He had traits of Binyamin and traits of Yehuda. V'rabbanan amri, Rabbanan say differently. They say mishpachos mizgaru zu bazu. The different tribes would fight amongst each other. Mishpachas Yehuda omeres, the family of Yehuda would say, Ana garim dimisyal Mordechai. I am the reason why Mordechai was ever born. Delo katle David l'Shimi ben Gera. Because David, who was from Yehuda, did not kill Shimi ben Gera, and Shimi ben Gera ultimately begot, his later generations begot Mordechai. So therefore, Mordechai came into existence because of David. So therefore, he's Ish Yehudi. And Mishpachas Binyamin Amra, Mishpachas Binyamin would say, yeah, but bottom line, Minay Ka'asi, he's a Binyaminite. So they would fight amongst each other, who takes the credit for Mordechai, and the tribe of Yehuda would say, well, if it weren't for David, who spared Shimi ben Gera, then nothing would have happened, with Mordechai. And the others say, yeah, but ultimately he's a Yemini.
That sounds like a bit like retarded, because I didn't kill you, so give me
10 shekels. Give me 100. Yeah, in a chanami. You're right. Rava says a little bit differently. Knesset Yisrael Amra Le'idach Gisa. Knesset Yisrael says it the opposite way. And this is a very, very interesting take on Mordechai. A take on Mordechai that we do not often think about. And that is, Ra'u, they would say, Klal Yisrael would say, Ra'u ma'asa li Yehudi, u'mashilim li Yemini. Take a look at what this Yehudi, what this Yemini has done to us. This Mordechai hasn't been all that good for us. Why? Because ma'asa li Yehudi, what does Yehudi do for me? D'lo katle David l'shimi. David did not kill Shimi, and because David did not kill Shimi, d'yaselad minei Mordechai, d'mikne be'haman. As a result of David foolishly not killing Shimi ben Gera, what did we get? We got Mordechai, who incensed Haman and really forced Haman's hand into wanting to kill the Jewish people. If it weren't for that mistake that David made, we wouldn't have had any troubles at all. So that's an interesting spin on it. Umashilin li Yemini, what did this Yemini do? Lo katli Shaul. Shaul, who's from the tribe of Binyamin, did not kill Agag. He did not kill Agag. The Isyalid Mine Haman. And who came from Agag? Haman came from Agag. And therefore, had Shaul, the Binyaminite, killed Agag, we wouldn't have had troubles at all because we wouldn't have had Haman. And so therefore, he is called Ish Yehudi and Ish Yemini, not positively, but negatively, because people who think about him think, look how terrible this was, this Ish Yehudi and this Ish Yemini. To finish off, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, La'olam mi Binyamin Ka'asi. Really, he came from Shevet Binyamin. V'amai kari le Yehudi, Ashum shekafer b'avodah zara. Because he rejected avodah zara, shekola kofer b'avodah zara, nikra Yehudi. Anybody who is kofer b'avodah zara is called a Yehudi, dechziv. As it says in the Pasuk, this is the Pasuk in Daniel, as Asi Guvern Yehudain. These Jewish men, v'chule, and the pasuk ends up saying, ulatzelem dahava, this golden idol, the hakimata that you established, lo sagidnan, they do not bow down to. So the Jewish people do not bow down to idols. In other words, anybody who does not bow down to idols is considered an Ish Yehudai, is considered an Ish Yehudi. And therefore, Mordechai also, who would not bow down to Haman, he's considered an Ish Yehudi. Anybody who does not bow down to idols. Who was one of Esav's wives was?
Yehudis.
Why? Rashi says, because she was kafra b'avodah zara. Yeah. All right, very good. We will stop here.
Because Rivka was very upset about Esav's wives.
Yes, for the most part, yes. But Vatiyed amoras ruach.
No, but hang on, Rashi says that she wasn't really a kohen. That was what Esav told her.
Are you sure?
Fairly.
Okay, let's see it again.